Despite the promise of its name, the half and half you buy at the supermarket isn't actually equal parts heavy cream and whole milk. While the Dairyall staple does fall somewhere between the two, and you can get away with substituting it for one part milk and one part cream in most cases, the truth is slightly more complex. By law, half and half must contain between 10.5% and 18% milk fat. Most commercial products land on the lower end of that spectrum, at around 11.5%. The result is dairy that's richer and more luscious than whole milk, but more fluid than heavy cream. Whole milk, meanwhile, has a fat content of about 3.25%, and cream contains at least 36%. Mix the two in equal measure, and you'll end up with something considerably richer than most store-bought half and half. For a closer substitute, combine two parts milk to one part cream, -14%, or three parts milk to one part cream, -11%. What about shelf-stable half and half? Your first interaction with half and half might have been those tiny cups that get tossed on the table at diners, fast food joints, and other less than fancy places. One or two of them does the trick to make even the cheapest, most burnt coffee taste better, or, at the very least, creamier. To keep these thimble-sized cups shelf-stable, manufacturers use ultra-high temperature processing and may add stabilizers. Similar-looking cups labeled creamer may contain little to no actual dairy. What is fat-free half and half? Fat-free half and half is typically made from skim milk that's been amended with thickeners and other stabilizers. While the cartons might look similar, the taste and texture aren't quite the same, not creamy like melted ice cream, but creamy like melted shaving cream. Some manufacturers claim the cooking properties of their fat-free products are equal to those of regular half and half, but we generally don't recommend swapping one for the other. How to cook with half and half? Half and half is an ideal ingredient for soups, sauces, mashed potatoes, and custards when you want richness without the heft of heavy cream. Because it contains less fat, it's more likely to curdle when added directly to high heat or acidic dishes, such as tomato sauce or lemon desserts. For added insurance, you can temper the cold half and half with some of the hot liquid, then add it back in. More often than not, though, you can add half and half straight to the saucepan, like in our creamy cauliflower soup, where the dairy is added to hot broth and vegetables and simmered before blending, or our coconut cream pie, where it's added to reduced coconut milk and cooked. Half and half also works well in quiche and other egg bakes, chowders, panades for meatballs or meatloaf, and custardy desserts like our caramelized banana pudding and panna cotta. How to store half and half? Keep half and half refrigerated and generally follow the manufacturer's guidance for how quickly to use it. Recommendations vary by brand. Once opened, some cartons can last up to 10 days. Ultra-pasteurized dairy generally has a longer shelf life when unopened than conventionally pasteurized half and half. Unused half and half can be frozen for up to 2 months, but may separate upon thawing, shake well, and blend into soups or mix into batters. You can also freeze half and half in an ice cube tray and add a few cubes straight to a pan sauce. What can you substitute for half and half? If you're out of half and half, combine 3/4 cup whole milk with 1/4 cup heavy cream for a substitute similar to most supermarket half and half, or 2/3 cup whole milk with 1/3 cup heavy cream for a slightly richer version. Homemade half and half won't behave exactly like the homogenized stuff you buy in stores and may separate a little. Just give it a shake or stir before adding it to your coffee, sauce, or stew. No heavy cream. Whole milk can stand in for half and half in many recipes, though the result will be less rich. For hot dishes, you can compensate by adding a few pats of butter. Going the other direction, heavy cream can generally replace half and half one, though the result will be richer. You could also thin it somewhat with water, if desired. If dairy isn't a requirement, a barista-style plant-based milk works well. Canned evaporated milk can also work in a pinch, but its richness falls somewhere between whole milk and half and half, and it has a cooked flavor that may not suit every application. And what if you have half and half but the recipe calls for milk or cream? Half and half can generally replace whole milk one in savory dishes like soups, sauces, and mashed potatoes. Expect a richer result. It can also replace heavy cream when the cream is primarily there to add richness, like in chowder or custard, though the finished dish will be lighter. Just remember, unlike heavy cream, half and half doesn't contain enough fat to whip, no matter how vigorously you agitate it. Editor's note. This story was originally published in 2018. It has been updated for style with additional reporting by Anna Hesel and Joe Sevier.